Well, they loaded us onto a Japanese passenger ship, except we weren't put in the cabin. We were put down in the hold. And the upper deck, the passenger section, was loaded with Japanese civilians that they were trying to get back to Japan. I have a sneaking hunch that they thought that American intelligence was good enough that they would know we were on that ship.
To save the ship.
Yeah, and that...
Very clever.
They would be able to get all these civilians home because... And the ship was well-armed, but it was the only well-armed ship in a convoy of about seven or eight ships that all left together. And we pulled out of Manila Harbor, sat in the bay overnight, and it was a deplorable situation. We had 1,600 men in the three holds. One hold had 100 men in it, and the other two holds had them stacked too deep. They were so crowded that you could pass out and not fall over.
Wow.
And, of course, there was no way they could feed or give you water. I don't know what they planned on doing all the way up to Japan. But anyway, the next morning, the Navy found us, the American Navy. And during the course of the day, they sunk the whole convoy, except our ship. We survived the first day. We were hit once, but we didn't sink. We spent a second night then in this jammed-up hellhole.
Did they save your ship? Do you think they knew that there were American prisoners aboard?
I don't know that that's true. Our ship was the best armed of the lot, and the other ships were loaded with Japanese soldiers, decorated. Mm. You could see them. So it was a great day for the Navy. I'm not at all sure they knew we were aboard. Whether we were or not, it was still a great day for the Navy.
Yes.
And the second night was as wild as anything I ever dreamed of. People went stark, staring crazy. The following morning, we... were anchored at Longapu, and the Navy came back to finish the job. And they had taken all the Japanese off during the night, so we were on the ship by ourselves now. And one of the dive bombers dropped a bomb right down the rear hold, which was full of American prisoners. Fortunately, I was in the front end. And then the sentry up on the deck said, "Now you can go ashore." Of course, we were offshore some distance, and they provided no boats, but they said, "It's over there, you can..." So fortunately, I had planned on this. I had made myself a life preserver out of empty cans when we were in Bilibid prison in Manila just before we left. So when they said that they had some people who couldn't swim and they wanted someone to help them get ashore, I volunteered to take the guy ashore. And Ralph Amato was the boy's name. He and I swam ashore with... I had two empty canteens and this life jacket I had made, and we went ashore in fine shape.
But they still got you to Japan.
Well, they rounded us up as soon as we hit the beach and put us in an enclosure where we stayed for a week with nothing to eat, but we didn't mind because there was water there.
Yes.
And you could get a drink. We had gone ashore with practically no clothes on, and it gets cold at the night time, even in the Philippines. So it was an unpleasant week. Then they put us on trucks and hauled us over to San Fernando by train up to Lingayen Gulf. Then we got on another ship and went from there up to Taiwan. And we were tied up in the harbor taking on fuel when the Navy came back. And this time they dropped one right down in our hold.
Uh-oh.
And we'd had 600 men in there before the bombing, and when the smoke cleared and everything settled down, we had about 200 left. You never saw such a mess in your life. Mm. And they left us there for several days. Finally, they put us on another ship, and we got to Japan near the end of January.